Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Harry Giordano and Angus Murray. Harry is Director of Development with Variety, the Children's Charity, and Angus is CEO of Variety, the Children's Charity. So we're talking about Harry Giordano's staple event, which is called Let Them Eat Cake. It takes place on Sunday, February 25th. This is the second time that you're doing this event with Variety.
Tell
us what it is.
Well, it is the area's largest wedding cake competition. So the general public makes a donation of $40, and we give them take-home containers, and they get to sample up to 40 pieces of cake.
And it's a competition.
And it is a competition, and it is a fierce competition. We have the best wedding pastry chefs in our area that compete against each other. We're in our 15th year. So people come to really go to war with each other. It's a lot of fun. But the cakes are magnificent. It's just nothing like you've ever seen. And this year, the theme is Let Them Eat Cake in the Jungle. So the pastry chefs are playing around with wild spices and flavors and crazy concoctions and lots of monkeys and vines and animals and crazy things.
So tell me about how it's evolved as far as the pastry chefs.
Well, the event started 15 years ago as a way to break into fundraising within the wedding industry. But what has happened over the years, the cake competition became its own animal. And people came there not just looking for a wedding cake. It wasn't just brides-to-be, although there are many brides-to-be that attend, and they come with serious business. But there are people that come there to get bar mitzvah and bar mitzvah cakes, birthday cakes. Specialty cakes are a huge, huge business. So it's become a destination foodie event. People come there, and it's funny, and no one really believes me, but people, women, little women and cake, it's deep and it's serious. And they come there, and I have people bring their own Tupperware to take home extra cake. It's incredible.
They put it in their purse and they run
away. They put it in their purse. They pull it out. Seriously. The restaurant that's ever near our ballroom always makes out great because people will go and bribe the waiters to get take home containers if we run out, which we never do.
But amazing.
Yeah, it's nuts.
People love cake.
People love cake. It's deep.
But
cake
has gotten really crazy lately, I feel like.
Well, you know.
Birthday parties especially. That was never like a specialty cake thing. But in the past couple of years, it is.
It's, well, we always have the judging, we have celebrity cake judges. So we've had Sylvia Weinstock, one of my personal favorites, Ron Benadryl, who I adore. This year we have Ann Heap and Tony Clark. We have Robert Bennett from Classic Cake, who's a Philadelphia famous chef. We have food bloggers. So we've had people with their own cooking shows, their own people that have won Cupcake Wars. We have Buddy Verlasco's next cake boss, Dana Herbert. He's a Philadelphian. He won.
So maybe that's why cake is becoming more popular. It's
TV,
all these shows.
It's media. There's so many cupcake war. I mean, I started watching them because of the events I started. And it's so cool to see people that have competed in my contest competing on there. So it's a big deal.
And this is for Variety, the Children's Charity.
Yes.
So Angus, I understand that you guys actually work with food with kids.
That's correct. So our vocational training program, we actually have a garden in our 80-acre facility out in Montgomery County. And so our kids are growing vegetables like zucchini. They're then taking that zucchini over to our commercial kitchen, turning it into baked goods like zucchini bread. And then we are selling both the zucchini and the zucchini bread out in different pop-up shops throughout the community. We have a coffee cart that is debuting this year at Cake, and then will be a daily occurrence out in the Montgomery County Human Services Center. We are just really teaching kids with disabilities a variety of vocational skills in the hopes that they can be out there in the community employed side by side with everybody else. And we can do it through food and especially through cake. Why not? Right? Everybody loves cake.
And so. Coffee.
And coffee as well.
So
exactly.
Tell me about this cart. The kids have developed it themselves.
Sure. So our program director actually helped design the cart. The cart is specifically designed to meet the needs of folks with an intellectual disability so that if their adjustments need to be made so that they can use the cart, we tailor the environment to suit their needs. We also help them learn how to do it themselves. And the cart is set up to teach them the basics of job skills. And then the idea is once they're ready, we'll work with our community partners to get them placed in everyday inclusive employment at no less a minimum wage, just like all the rest of us hope for. You know, we want to be working side by side with everyday regular people.
I love that you also are working with food. Food is a great way to get involved I mean, everybody needs to eat.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah, our kids actually in our vocational program currently, you know, our kids make lunch for over 150 people a day, and they are utilizing the vegetables that we grow in our garden. And from start to finish, I mean, they're making the main course plus the entree or plus the side courses. We have a full bakery that runs in the summertime. You know, they're making dinners that people can pack up and take home. They're making breakfast. They do all sorts of baked goods that you can order in advance.
Oh, they're so good.
Yes. Yeah, so
they're so good.
We have more demand than we have supply at this point.
So where will the money that's raised at Let Them Eat Cake, how is that going to be used?
So it's going to be used to get this coffee cart program off the ground. We actually are already ready to roll it out. It will roll out the week following cake. But the money is going to be used in case we hit some bumps along the road. This is a new program for us. We have some costs up front. We had to buy the cart. We had to buy some of the equipment. We also are going to be paying our kids a minimum wage in order to do it. So we are going to use the money, invest it back in. You know, the hope and dream here is that this cart is successful and quickly successful. And then we're going to buy a second cart and find a new location to open that up. And hopefully someday we'll have a coffee cart kingdom that is run by Variety.
Where's your first location? Is it a permanent location?
It is a permanent location. And again, it's in the Montgomery County Human Services Center in Norristown. And they have about 1,500 plus people a day that come through their doors. And they are very excited that we're going to be opening. We have a list that is longer than my arm about all the demands of breakfast sandwiches and donuts and pastries and all the things people want to see. So we're working on it in time.
Tell me what the Variety of the Children – it's not Variety Club anymore. It's Variety of the Children's Charity. Tell me what you guys do.
So we try to be everything outside of school for kids with disabilities. So we run after-school programs throughout the entire Delaware Valley. So we run – sites in Philadelphia. We have a site out in Montgomery County. We do weekend programs, so we try to do various arts and athletic programs throughout the year. And then the summertime, of course, is our big time of year. We have day and overnight camp, which is just what you think of as day and overnight camp. It's just geared towards folks with a disability. And then we run our vocational training program at that point, and we also do an extended school year, which is summer school for folks with intellectual disability. You know, all kids lose skills in the summer, but our kids are already behind, so it's that much more important that they get that extra learning and support. And so that's really what we try to do. Our big push, our big change. We did a strategic plan about 2 years ago. And what really came out of that is there is a big gap in vocational training for kids with disabilities. And we are uniquely positioned because of our 80-acre facility and because of our years of history of support with community partners and our know-how to really fill that gap. And so that's what we've really turned our attention towards.
So this is important, Harry. Pressure's on.
I know it is. I know it's really amazing to be there. I'd always loved Variety, and I volunteered on the down low because I worked for another organization. But once I started working there and seeing the kids and seeing them empowered and energized,
I know you have a soft spot for kids.
I'm a giant 5-year-old, and I'm reminded about it every day. But it's just something special, that spark when you see that fire. It just makes you want to work harder. I'm already hyper, but seeing all these kids and how happy they are, because at this camp, they're not the odd kid. They're not the strange kid. They just get to be a kid. It's a safe, supportive environment, and they get to flourish. And one thing that's really cool is we're opening our first – can I mention our summer camp that we're
– Sure,
yep. We're having our first inner-city summer camp at Temple, and that's a first for us. And so
are
we're
you using
growing.
Some of the money from Cake
yes.
to do that?
Yes, yep. Absolutely. It's just – our campus is amazing, and just seeing all the different opportunities that wouldn't be there without the donors, the volunteers, just
yeah, – that's another piece that came out of our strategic plan is that while we run great programs at our campus in Worcester, we serve the entire Delaware Valley, and it's hard for folks in Philadelphia to get all the way out there, especially for day camp. If you have younger kids and you don't want to send them overnight camp. So we decided we'd take camp to them. So we partnered with Temple University for this summer. We're going to open a 2-week camp. With their therapeutic rec department, we're going to hire kids right from Temple's College. And hopefully it'll be a great partnership and a win-win for everybody.
Because I'm a city boy.
Right.
I want to see the camp.
And the event is in the city. The event is at the Lowe's.
The event is at the Lowe's. We're in the Millennium Ballroom.
And it's expanded, right?
It has expanded. Well, First Trust, we're really lucky to have First Trust as our presenting sponsor. We have Mole Street, M Artists, they're performing. We've got 20 vendors. We have unlimited spirit tasting, wine tasting, and there's all the cake you can handle.
And a VIP lounge?
The VIP lounge opens at 5:30. We originally set it up because there's a lot of noise and a lot of chaos in the main room. And we do cater to our children. So we have places where the kids can chill out. We have separate areas, separate changing areas if they want it. But outside of the ballroom is a a chill space if you want to relax. You don't want to hear the loud music or the giant crowd because it gets pretty crowded. I mean, it's a destination event. My favorite thing is to see a child come in because, first of all, you get a contact high from the sugar because it's just the smells. I mean, you're just like, wow. But seeing the kids with these 6-foot creations, just watching their faces, it just makes me crazy.
Like, oh my gosh, I get to go bite out of that?
To me, it's my Disney World Christmas and Hanukkah all wrapped up in one. It's like all the cake I can eat and I can have more and take some home.
How much are you looking to raise this year?
We're really hoping to raise $40,000.
That's great. All in one day.
All one day.
That must be music to your ears, Angus, hearing $40,000.
It's definitely music to my ears. You know, every bit helps us, and that's a big bit for us. And so, you know, we always have needs. Having an 80-acre facility, again, you know, is a monkey on our back, and it should be a huge asset for us. And that's what a lot of this money is going to go, is to help turn this 80-acre facility that we have into an asset rather than a liability. And so we're very excited about it. And just to his point from before, you know, I am not one to be like, wow, this is great, as Harry will tell you over and over again. But last year was my first year attending the event, and it's unbelievable. I mean, the gravity-defying cakes that you see at this thing, right? It's not your typical birthday cake. There was a hippo, I think, last year that won that I still can't figure out how it was structurally being held up and not falling apart. And that's one of, I think, 30 to 40 different cakes that were there last year. It's just unbelievable.
The cakes, like, move and do all crazy things.
Oh, they do. We've had well, Chad, the master baker, who is a winning pastry chef, one year he did Rotten Ralph moved. Then he had a train that moved. One year we did Let Them Eat Cake at the Movies, and there was a drive-in theater made up of cheese and mice watching Mickey Mouse in a covered iPad. It's just amazing what they do. They are lit. I mean, what they bring in to build these, yeah, it's incredible.
And you can actually take a bite out of them.
You can actually take a bite out of them.
I think one of the cool things, too, that last year there were students there as well as these professionals. So it really gave you an idea, a sense of like a baker graduating through, you know, their career. I mean, you could see that the students, while I could never do that, you could see that they weren't at the level as the professionals. They were certainly on their way there. And it was just, I think one of the cool things to me was to be able to see sort of the development of cakes throughout somebody's career.
Well, 5 students have now become professional winners. And we have the Art Institute, Rowan University, and of course the restaurant's called Walnut Hill. They participate every year. They get to participate for free. And 6 of the past student winners have become professional winners.
And isn't it nice that your variety kids can get a glimpse of this? Because maybe they'll want to do this professionally one day.
Yeah, actually, we have 2 of our graduates from our vocational program have their own baking business where they make their own cookies, their own cakes. And we are looking to crush them with our baking business. But
Of course.
But they have gone on to become competitors of our own business. And that's a great thing. That's what we want, right? We want our kids to be out there just like everybody else, living their lives, being happy, productive members of society.
And it should be said that pastry chefs not only come to compete, they also give back, because so many of the pastry chefs and the owners will come and mentor our children. So they're giving back during the year. They're coming to teach that special cookie, to work with our kids throughout the entire year. So cake has now become a celebration of a year's worth of efforts.
All right, how do you get tickets?
You get tickets by going to www.varietyphila.org/LTEC-jungle.
Let Them Eat Cake, LTEC-jungle. All right, Let Them Eat Cake takes place on Sunday, February 25th at the Lowe's Hotel in the Millennium Ballroom. Tickets are $40 and it starts at
$40 in advance. Doors open to the public at 6 o'clock. You can go on that website or you can call me at 215-385-0900. I'll take your ticket order personally.
And how much does it cost if you buy tickets at the door, if you just show up?
If they're available, $50. $50 at the door. So it pays to get them in advance.
How much is capacity? How many people?
We stop at 1,000 because we want there to be room for strollers and wheelchairs, and we don't want to be greedy and pack the place. We want people to have a great experience. So we will cut it off at 1,000. So if we hit that number, we won't sell at the door.
All right. There you go. There's your $40,000. Sunday, February 25th. And if you want more information, you can go to
www.varietyphila.org/LTEC-jungle.
Thank you guys so much. Harry Giordano and Angus Murray are with Variety, the children's charity. And once again, Let Them Eat Cake takes place on Sunday, February 25th. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Hadas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.